Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
That you got drunk off of juices, of drinks that were predominantly 60% fruit juice.
Let me just say that a Malibu Bay Breeze can pack a punch.
Ready? Ready?
Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knobs.
I got my drink and my two steps. My drink and my two steps. Got my drink and my two steps. My drink and my two steps. It's on. It's on. It's on. It's on.
That's all I can do. Motherfucker!
I got my drink and my two step. My drink and my two step. Got my drink and my two step. My drink and my two step. It's on. It's on. It's on. And I'm home. Get the control.
All right, I'm fucking done.
I got my drink and my. I just beat. People think that I'm lucky. My link looking husky. Big stones. It's on. It's on.
Nigga, ride real hard. Get
the control and tell them that it's on. Put the smoke in the air and get. The whip sitting on 2.6s, the lips grown. My money used to be immature, now my ish grown. Big wheels, big homes, I'm doing it big, homes. It's on, it's on, it's on. The kid home, get the Patron and tell them that it's on. I do my two-step and let the link swing. Hold the drink with the left hand and show the pink ring.
I got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step. Got my drink and my two-step, my drink and my two-step. It's on, it's on.
That's all I can do.
And I'm home. Get the Patron and tell them that it's on. I got my drink and my two step. My drink and my two step. Got my drink and my two step. My drink and my two step. It's on. It's on. It's on.
All right, I'm fucking
get
done.
The Patron
God damn it.
Hey, yo, they want to be like me. Recreate my flow. Imitate my flow. Then remake my flow. But while they try and take my flow, I make my dough. Hey, yo.
Nigga, ride real hard.
I've been taking it slow. I wasn't around. But the car crashed. Couldn't lay the hustler down. Nah, I'm still here, for real, I'm still here. It wasn't looking pretty, but Swizzy, I'm still here. They said I could have been brain dead in the wheelchair, but I'm standing in the booth and the skills are still here. Yeah, the hustler home, the hustler home. Let's celebrate a toast with a cup of Patron.
I got my drink and my two step. My drink and my two step. Got my drink and my two step. My drink and my two step. It's on. It's on. It's on.
That's all I can do.
Motherfucker!
Tell them that it's on.
I got my drink.
Come on, Frank, stop being such a little fucking bitch!
Alright, I'm fucking done.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and dish you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
No. Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, Donna!
Have you tried to call me yet? Yeah! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Hi, I'm Ken, I'll be your host for this evening. Oh, your band? The house band? You might know them. Who are they? Why, let me tell you. Rammstein! Let's vent. Let's vent. Just a little bit. Y'all had a nice day back. Scream it out to some Rammstein. Just a little bit. That's the best way I know to do it. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. We're here every week. I don't know if you are, but if you are, God damn it, thank you. You're a good person. If not, then you know what? Right now you're a fuckface, but you're bordering on being less of a fuckface for being here. With me, as always, a bald man named Frank, who is my friend. Are you there?
My name is Frank, and I am an alcoholic.
My God. The first step is admittance. You've admitted this, Frank. You've admitted this is a milestone.
I'm just kidding around.
Of course not. You can't possibly be an alcoholic after drinking twice. Except if you're you, and you did what you did. Now, Frank, I don't like to normally open with something produced by Swizz Beatz, but it's the closest thing I could come up with that would mimic the feeling I had witnessing your debacle that happened. Now, let me just say here, the Heroes Talk Labor Day party, I would say, now I don't know if you agree, Frank, rousing success.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, you know what? It is. It's a gross understatement. I think everybody that went there had a fucking great time, and it was well worth Walter Sobchak and Erka Durka flying out. I believe they had a fucking blast. We got to meet everybody, see some familiar faces and some new ones. We heard a show by Best in Show, fantastic. The What Show, fantastic. Agent Strange, who was dressed up as though he was performing at a baptism or some kind of bat mitzvah, but that still was awesome. I mean, honestly, the guy had like a vest on. He looked like a wedding DJ, but he fucking rocked. He tore it down, tore it up, and pissed it out. Frank, you had a pretty good time, didn't you?
It was all right. Listen, I'm not going to make a big deal about it, you know? I mean, it was what it was, and it is what it is.
Now, you probably... Are you applauding yourself?
I was just showing a little enthusiasm.
But you just, like, clap your hands together, and that's something...
It's you know what I call that? A nervous tick.
Yeah. You just applaud your own just poor behavior. Now, Frank... Those of us who didn't get to see the broadcast, we can go to ustream.tv/heroestalk, and we can check out all the shows there. And by the time you make the rounds to the DJ New Style broadcast, if you watch it last, you would say, man, this is like the perfect show. Until you get to our show and about maybe 10 minutes in, where it became the what kind of fucking... facial motion is that? Why is Frank exhibiting facial tics? The reason? He had five fucking juice drinks with drops of fucking alcohol in them. You were annihilated. Frank, you were absolutely out of your mind drunk. Do you have anything you want to fucking say to you for yourself?
All I can say is that a Malibu Bay Breeze can pack a real punch. That's all I can say. What can I say? I have the liver of a young boy.
Yeah.
So because I have the liver of a young boy, you know, I'm not used to hard alcohol. So if I drink two or three a fruit juice laced drinks, it's going to affect me, you know?
You really are a man child. I mean, not only when it comes to alcohol, when it comes to, you know, basic directions, instructions, learning. But especially drinking, you are a man-child. Frank, you've had maybe four drinks, and you were fucking... If you had a prom dress on, it would have been off, and you would have been fucked twice. It was just so fucking sloppy. But however, to the delight of the crowd, it worked. The crowd applauding, buying you more drinks, seeing this sorry display that you're exhibiting, and wanting it to be even sorrier. They're handing you drinks as you're trying to do a semblance of a broadcast.
This is correct. What happened is I was doing the program, and I kept asking individual people for drinks, and I kept getting I got several people bought me drinks. I'd like to thank Jay Mish and
Frank.
And,
we don't have time to thank 300 people. 300 people. Yeah, thank them all. Absolutely. Jay Mitch, who finally said hello, was good. He's the man
like
with the Ethernet tattoo, which I think
like
is
thank,
very interesting.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey of The What Show.
Yes.
Who everybody else calls Jeff, but for some reason you need to put yourself above everyone else
and call him Jeffrey. And you do this. Like, people call Green Ninja Tim, but you call him Timothy.
I call him Timothy.
You like to go with the full name.
That's the name they were given.
Except with Mike from Queens. You never call him Michael?
I don't. I guess I don't.
Why don't you?
Because he looks more like a Mike. You know, he's a tough guy. He looks more like a Mike.
Yeah,
he's the real deal. He's a tough motherfucker.
You know what, though? He was walking into the place, probably, you know, on guard, probably because there's no fucking signs on the door or any way to possibly tell what you're walking into. But he was mean mugging as he walked in. And I know he probably recognized some people, but as he was walking in, you would have thought it was his first night in jail. He was fucking staring everybody down. But the minute you address Mike from Queens, you know, he's a fucking teddy bear. Smiles, like, you know, eating a hamburger or a hot dog, having a drink, hanging out, talking, just happy to be there.
He's the nicest guy. He's a fucking doll.
Don't get me wrong.
If that's gay to say, I'm sorry.
It is a little bit gay that you call another man doll.
But before Ken, I just want to give you props as well for actually staying past 10 o'clock. You actually went till 10:30 and then went home, and I want to give you props for that.
Are you actually clapping,
yeah!
Frank? Are you putting your hands together for me?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound doesn't sound like hands.
Oh, I want to thank you for staying, you know, up until 10:30. That was a step for you, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Wow, my responsible bedtime is the only thing you can pick on, huh? Drunk fuck. as you proceed to nearly take out fucking Rob Giggs' setup that he was working on since 2 that day.
I did not, you know, we got to
you
give
fucking
props.
Grab the corded mic and start swinging it around like you're fucking performing with the Who and dancing and screaming about gay drinks, packing a real punch.
I was not aware it was connected. I thought it was a wireless microphone.
There was a fucking thick wire at the end. Swinging it.
You got to give props to Mr. Giggs because he worked the whole night. He worked the
he
whole
did.
Night.
You know what? He did. And you know who else worked the whole night was Best in Show Chris. Making the burgers, the hot dogs on grill. Doing a great job, by the way. You know, I felt kind of bad. I was gonna offer, but like, you know, I don't want... You know, nobody wants to be the guy at the grill. I mean, you don't even grill, Frank, at your own house. You make your fucking wife do it.
But right.
It's beside the point because you don't know how to do anything, but how much of that night do you remember? The September 5th, the Heroes Talk, second annual bash. How much do you remember? Do you remember it all, would you say?
I remember walking in, and I remember eating rice pudding, and then I remember...
Let me tell you some of the things that you did while completely wasted. This is always the good thing to do to your friends, by the way. Give them the drunken checklist. Let them know exactly what they've done.
Before you do that, I just reiterate, you're saying, but just reiterate to people that it was simply off of 4 fruit juice drinks. It wasn't like I was drinking massive quantities of information here.
Yeah, that's why it's completely astounding. You had, as Jeff from The What Show put it, drinks that were 60% fruit juice that you would otherwise drink with your fucking complete breakfast, and you were just acting a goddamn mess. Here's some things that you did while you were drunk, Frank. During our show, you began, and during the What Show, you began singing the praises of the bartenders and pointing out how stiff they were able to make a Malibu Bay Breeze.
It was the stiffest drink I ever had.
Yeah, it was not. You asked me to take a sip of whatever, and again, by the way, take a sip of my drink and let me know if this is strong. For you, I know you're gone at that point. You don't care that I'm putting my lips on your fucking glass, and I backwashed, Frank. I have to tell you.
Excuse me?
What?
I
backwashed.
Oh, boy.
Where am I going to put my saliva? Am I going to swallow it? I don't think so. Put it in a fucking Malibu Bay Breeze and hand it back to the bald fuck who's asking how strong the drink is. So, I try your drink, and I said, oh, very strong. Frank, it tasted like fucking cranberry juice. It tasted like fucking just juice. There was nothing strong about it. Another thing you did, and you did it last year, Frank, but you kept doing it this evening, or this Saturday. You kept asking Chris from Best in Show to lift his shirt up for the purposes of allowing you to tug on his nipple rings.
Yes, we're making that an annual tradition because I tugged on his nipple rings last year, and we discussed prior to that that I would tug on his nipple rings again, which he didn't mind at all.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. It's a funny gag. Do you need to go back to him the second and third time? Do you
I don't think I. You know, I did it one time, my friend.
You did it
one
when time. Everybody arrived.
I did it one time.
The bar had a backyard, and I remember when Walter Sobchak and Erka Durka arrived. Chris was
from
there.
Texas.
Yeah, from Texas. It's amazing that they made the trip from that distance.
We also had somebody from Virginia as well.
Yes. That was your buddy who was originally from Tennessee, you like to point out. But anyway, they all arrived at like around the same time. Chris was there, and you decided this is the big moment. Chris lifts his shirt up, and you tug on his nipple rings.
Yes, the one time.
Yeah,
I did not
do it. Yeah. Later on, Frank, before we went to get a snack, you said, Chris, just take your shirt up. Just take your shirt up. Just
I don't think so,
and,
my friend.
And Chris, you know, God bless
him. Now you're embellishing.
Willing to oblige. Okay. 316-768-4472. If you're a witness to this, I believe it. I believe Barb saw this. It was nighttime. It was dark
out. One time.
It was two times.
You know,
Frank.
Sometimes you put two and two together, and you don't always get four.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You always get four, Frank. It was a little bit creepy. Another thing you did. Okay. You know what? Let's say you tugged on his nipple rings. I'll even say, let's say you did it once, Frank. How about this? A built man, I believe an uncle of Dom's, our friend Dominic,
yes.
as you
yes.
would call him, comes by. You're completely hammered, rummaging through whatever fucking food you could find. He comes by, you see that he's well built, and what do you ask him, Frank? Let me point something out first. When you see somebody who's muscular or fit or in shape, a common question would be, what do you do to get that way? What diet do you use? What workout do you use? Those are common questions. Now, Frank, what did you ask the man?
Listen to me, all right? This guy is a tough mofo. You will admit that, right?
Absolutely. I wouldn't want to cross his path in an angry fashion.
He told me he works out 3 hours a day.
Sure.
3 hours a day. I said, all right, let me see your abs. Let me see you got like a six-pack ab. Now, what's the difference if I do that or if guys buy these muscle magazines and bring them into the bathroom with them?
Because the difference is you can't ask a picture in a muscle magazine to undo their shirt and then longingly trace.
He didn't undo it. I picked it up for 2 seconds and put it back down again. BFD.
And then you longingly traced your index finger down the center
line. That's a fucking lie.
And you
that's a fucking lie.
And I honestly heard you go. And then at one point you
licked, I didn't touch anything.
At one point you licked your fingertip, put it on his stomach and went.
Now you're fucking lying. How dare you
okay,
say that?
Okay, maybe you didn't do any of that stuff, but you asked another man to unbutton his shirt so you could see his fucking six pack.
He didn't. He had a T-shirt on. He picked it up for a split second and put it down. It wasn't like he was methodically unbuttoning it to some type of romantic music.
And there was a fan blowing his shirt in the wind. Oh my god! And you started to explain to him how it could actually not be butter. Frank, you asked the guy to see his fucking six pack. It doesn't get any worse than that, or does it, Frank? You were starving because you were so drunk. And as we all know, as the degenerates that listen to this show all know, because they drink, when you drink a lot, you get a little hungry. You need to fill that void a little bit. Kind of sop it up, right? You need to sop it up?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So we saw you pick up a plate, take the burger off of the plate, and eat it without even looking at it.
Right.
You didn't know where this fucking burger came from.
I utilize my food. I make sure it's inspected and make sure it's clean. There was a hamburger lying on the table somewhere in some dirty dish, and I just went and ate it. I don't know what the hell happened, where it was from.
And Chris had been cooking burgers and putting them on another plate, but this wasn't the case because there was ketchup on the plate. Someone was using this plate. Frank rips it off of the plate and starts devouring it. You practically shoved it directly into your stomach.
I had to saturate the alcohol.
No, you had to sop it up, not saturate it. You had already saturated the alcohol. That was the fucking problem. That's right. Why you were nearly puking during our fucking show and being very woozy.
Okay, I don't know about that, but
well, maybe you were putting it on a little bit, but then you know, watch the video. You didn't puke. God bless you. Didn't puke whatsoever. Maybe the burger was the secret, Frank. Or maybe when we went to go get a snack, maybe that was the secret. Amanda, who is my girlfriend, by the way. I know you like to fucking stop me instantly and point that, ask me what that is. The three of us, you, Amanda, and me, we went to go get a snack at a place called Rice to Riches, and they serve rice pudding, something that you really, really love.
I enjoy it.
But on the way, not knowing your volume, you kept turning to Amanda and go, "Hey, you like rice pudding? You like butterscotch pudding? You like tapioca pudding?" Screaming. And she goes, "Why are you yelling?" "I'm just talking to you." You're yelling at her.
Did I say pudding or pudding?
Pudding. You like butterscotch pudding? Now, have you ever had chocolate pudding? Screaming. And as we're walking by, people are horrified. They think that we're escorting the mentally ill to some fucking fantasy camp dessert. Fucking. And we get there, Frank. And now, here come the criticisms. Here come the nitpicks from you. Here's where it comes. There are many varieties of rice pudding. And I don't know what the fuck a strawberry rice pudding tastes like. Or a rocky road or whatever. So I decide to try some. So I get a sample, and after I take two samples, you're screaming in the you can't try them all. Just take one. You can't try them all.
You were trying every little friggin' one. You took a little spoon and had to every one.
Because Frank, the rice pudding bowls are each serving is the size of a cereal bowl. So like if you get what they call rice pudding for one, you're eating a cereal bowl full of whatever you order. I don't want to order something that, you know, sucks. I mean, I've never had peach rice pudding. A lot of people probably have never had it. So it's not unreasonable to say, "Let me get a spoonful of that before I commit to fucking 25 spoonfuls of it or 30, whatever it happens to be." So I try one I like. And I get the smallest one I can get. Amanda gets the smallest one she can get. And you, Frank, you decide.
No, I'm gonna get two. Amanda got it for two.
You know what? Amanda did. Amanda got the rice pudding for two because she was gonna save it and eat half it, save it, and eat it the next day. Now you say, "Yeah, I'm gonna get two. I'm gonna get the two." So you order. You go, "Where's the original? Where's the original?" And you're pawing all over the glass. "Where's the original?" And they go, "Oh, you mean the traditional romance?" It was called, like, rice pudding traditional romance. And you're like, "I just want rice pudding. I just want some rice pudding.
I just want it plain."
Yeah. So they give you, they ask you what size. You say, "I'll take the two. Give me the two." And they ask if you want it for here to go. And you say, "I'll take it to go." And then they say, "Whipped cream." And you go, "Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I want whipped cream." So they decide, "Well, we give whipped cream, we can't give a lid, so you have to have this for here." To which you agreed. Now, they gave you about an 8-inch tall spire of whipped cream on this fucking...
a spire.
Bowl. Bowl. And now, I told you each serving is a cereal bowl of rice pudding. You had two fucking cereal bowls of rice pudding protected by a fucking half a beehive of whipped cream. You were ahead of us in line. That's fine. It's fair enough. You went to the little table area, stood, and started eating. Not even a minute later, we have our shit. We go over to the table. You're done.
So?
Completely done. You ate fucking rice pudding for two with whipped cream in 45 seconds.
It was very light.
You didn't even have a lid to remove.
No, there was no lid.
You were probably eating it as they were handing it to you.
And the spoons they had, they were like shovels almost, you know?
Yeah, it was like a little tongue depressor with a groove in the middle. Not bad.
It needed cinnamon.
So you say you needed a little cinnamon for it?
It's cinnamon.
They probably had it. You just had to ask. But the problem is you weren't thinking of it. And even if you could, it would probably be misinterpreted as you sticking up the place because they were all fucking Eastern Europeans who had a not so firm a grasp on the English language. Now, Frank, as you were eating, or as you were sitting there waiting for us to finish and pack up and leave, you were screaming, and everything you were saying was at fucking 12 on a scale of 1 to 10 volume-wise. And all of a sudden, they have like a little display on their TV, like where they show maybe a little sassy quip or like a no skinny bitches or something like that. And then maybe they show a little animation or something. All of a sudden, there's a picture of a white Maltese on there. And I go, oh, it's like your dog. And you look over and you, ah, it's like Sophie. It's like Sophie.
It reminded me of my little doggy Sophie.
Screaming. Screaming. And the four Asian hipsters standing next to the table were horrified. There's like one table that you can fucking stand and eat at. They were horrified looking at you. And you didn't have a care in the world. You were just beaming, thinking about your dog.
I was, because it brought me back to being home with my lovely dog. And listen, well, you know, what can I say? I mean, you tell your dog you love it, so I can't really feel that bad.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily scream in eateries about, having a dog that looks like that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, speaking of eateries, it was our plan to eat at a good pizza place and get some rice pudding. You were unable to do the pizza with us.
Yeah, because I was chauffeur to the event, and I had my ride, couldn't get there until a certain time. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it was pretty good, I have to say. Pretty fucking amazing, actually. We went to number 28, which is one of the places I went for my birthday, and we decided to take on a 14-inch pie and an 18-inch rectangular pie, the two of us, just Amanda and me. And we devoured the entire thing, except for like one slice, which we asked them to throw away in the face of a starving child. But all throughout the meal, there were this table of girls just chattering, shit fucking chattering the entire meal. So annoying. We wanted to eat outside. There was one table available on the crack of the storm doors, I guess, to get it, to get to the basement level. So the table was all wobbly. So he said, just put us inside. And there was like one other table populated. It was all these girls. And the whole while they were talking, they were fucking reciting advice tips that they read in Cosmo to each other. The entire meal, oh, you know, you should dress for the job you want, not the one you have. And then fucking back and forth, just the complete bullshit. Trying to tune them out. And then all of a sudden, Frank, something magical happened. And I realized that this was the day that you probably should have come with us for the pizza, because we heard 7 consecutive songs by none other than New Jersey's own Bon Jovi.
You talking about John Bon Jovi?
I'm talking about the man himself.
You talking about J-O-N Bon Jovi?
Yes. J-O-N Bon Jovi. Here I am, just eating my pizza. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, wow, you know, I bet you Frank would probably like it that this song came on. And then fucking 6 other ones over and over and over again. And we finished out the meal listening to Living on a Prayer. And I said, you know what? I'm happy that Frank doesn't get to enjoy this pizza or this horrible hair rock from his era. I'm happy that you were at a fucking child's birthday party pretending to have fun cutting cake. Looking at gifts as they're being unwrapped and going, oh no, that's really good. Thank them, say thank you. So, which daughter was the birthday party, Frank?
My eldest daughter, her birthday.
Oh, and how old?
10.
10 years old. Wow, double digits, Frank.
Double digits.
It's a big decade. Step. Big step. Now, what did you have planned for the party?
It was an all-girl party, and they got manicures and pedicures.
Holy shit. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I am not.
And you had to go to this?
I went to the... I didn't go to the manicure-pedicure part. I went to the pizza party part.
Does it upset you that some fucking... some Asian woman has been pawing your little girl's foot? Just scraping the sides and fucking shaping the nails and really getting in there. That doesn't bug you at all?
I don't see people as anything other
than
people.
Okay, let's take the face and race out of this. Some person who does nothing but touch feet all day had her hands all over your daughter's foot.
Okay. Does not bother me, no.
It's just like they took the shrink wrap off that foot. She's only 10, and she's fucking putting... The lady's putting her fucking hands that she used to reshape a 60-year-old's fucking bunion all over that foot. And that doesn't bother you. Now she's going to walk all around the house with all the scales.
Hopefully they wash their hands in between.
No way. No,
you don't think so?
Not a fucking chance. Not a chance, Frank.
It is kind of odd to just see people because they have these – I saw that they put like their foot up on this like ottoman type of situation. And the foot is like maybe 6 inches from the face of the manicurist, and it's just very odd.
And
you know,
they're scraping and dust is coming off of it. Now I own a petty egg, as we've discussed, and I was actually taking care of my feet. I almost said doing my feet. I don't know if I honestly don't know what to say. What's the verb?
Wow.
I was petty egging, scraping, whatever, and it has a trap that catches the dust, and I guess I walked outside barefoot, so some of the dust had dirt in it, so it looked like fucking cigarette ashes, and as I'm scraping very violently to get a callus shaved down, the fucking lid pops open, and like a quarter cup of just foot dust goes all over the rug.
That's just
all over the rug. But you know what, Frank? I just wiped it away and resumed. And now my feet are good for another week, I'd say. Another week of petty egg free fucking action. But you're not a big fan of feet. And I would imagine that people who hate feet are not really, they don't get a lot of sympathy from family and friends, and people just do whatever. They come in, they take their fucking their socks off, their shoes off, they sit on your fucking floor, they go on your couch.
Yeah.
Are you ever imposed?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because we had a situation where my wife's sister came over, and this is the sister that I get along with, and
for how long?
She decided to wash her daughter's shoes in my kitchen sink with my sponge. Now I'm talking about like scrubbing them with my dish sponge. She scrubbed the bottom of the shoe with my dish sponge, and I flipped out. I had a little bit of a breakdown. I says, "What? How dare you?" I says, "How dare you? Where do you come from? You don't do this. You don't wash shoes in a sink, especially the bottom of it." It's aggravated to all hell, and she looks at me like I got 10 heads. Now, you see anything wrong with that?
What kind of shoe is it?
It was a Croc.
See, now I don't really see those as being too dirty. I mean, but keep in mind, they're disgusting because people usually don't wear socks with them. But you know, to me, a dirty shoe has grooves where where grease can accumulate. Like the type of shoes that, like, if I'm in a boring class in high school, I would take my pencil and trace the tread to scrape the fucking dirt out and just leave it in the classroom floor.
Right. Well, but, I mean, they are shoes that she does wear outside. They're not just indoor shoes.
Okay, were there any dishes in the sink?
There may have been a plate or two. Sure,
that would irritate me. Honestly, I don't think you're out of line.
I was. Donna was downstairs. I stormed down. I says, "You know what your sister doing up there?"
"I don't know, Frank. Relax."
He says, "I don't know. What is she doing? I don't know. She's washing her goddamn sneaker in the goddamn sink."
So you showed enough restraint to go upstairs and confront Donna.
No. I went downstairs. I said to Donna. First, I flipped my lid. I says, "What the hell are you?" I says, "What are you doing? You don't wash shoes in the goddamn sink." So then I stormed downstairs like a little teenage girl storming downstairs. I says, "Donna, she's washing the goddamn shoe in the sink." Donna says, "All right, calm down. I'll take care of it when I go upstairs."
Oh my god!
And I says, "Donna, what's going on here? Why is she washing her shoe in the sink?" But by the time I went up there, that she was already done. So
you couldn't be mad because it wasn't going on.
I bleached the sink out, and I took the sponge and I threw it out.
Now this was a sponge that was out there. It was just on like, you know, you leave your kitchen sponge there so you can
right,
use
it. It was on like a rack, a little thing type of
she
holder.
She took your fucking sponge. She didn't ask for like a sponge that you wash the car no. with. She took the fucking plate and pot sponge.
Right, right. It's it. I was.
That's fucking out of line.
It's out of line. It's disrespectful.
It is.
And it's
I mean,
it's,
the whole gag is that you're out of your mind. You know, you fucking, you know, you're a germaphobe, but that's fucking out of line. You don't go to somebody's fucking sink where there may or may not be a platter there right. and fucking take the pots and pans fucking Brillo or sponge or whatever and start scrubbing your kid's fucking hoof cover. Scrubbing that fucking grime onto shit you're going to fucking eat off of.
It's all
disgusting.
The foot dunk. I mean, all the foot dunk.
Now, Frank, what do you think the eight most disgusting, germiest, diseased places are in the household? Do you think you could name eight? I have a list of the top eight. Do you think how many of them you think you could name?
Four or five. I would say that it's got to be the kitchen sink, right?
Number one, the kitchen
really?
Sink. Yes. The kitchen sink is the germiest, most bacteria-ridden place in your house. So now, you know, where was she supposed to wash her shoes?
I think if the bathroom sink would have been a little bit better, or she could have done it at home.
At home. Just traipse them all over your house, let the kid right. run shoeless. I mean, you already have something against the kid being barefoot. If you had to choose, do you want a barefoot kid?
That's a good question.
Putting her feet all over the couch, or do you want outside shoes going walking on the rug?
That's something I've been torn with for a very long time. Would I prefer people to wear their disgusting sock feet, which we've discussed ad nauseum?
Yeah,
bare feet, sock feet, or shoes?
Knowing full well that I very seldomly will wipe the toilet seat with my sock foot.
You've told me that you wiped piss off the bowl seat with your sock. You told me
seldomly.
That.
Seldomly. Yes.
And then you will traipse around the house with the piss foot.
Yeah, with the piss foot. Why not? What am I going to... What is it, like a fucking Swiffer wet jet? It's one drop. It's not going to do any harm. Trust me. So the barefoot, sock foot, or outside shoes. Which one do you want all over your house?
Oh, man. I'd probably go with the sock foot.
You know what? To me, it seems the safest. You have a little bit of a layer of protection. People people don't walk outside typically in their socks unless they have to go do something quickly. Like, oh, yeah. Shit, I forgot the mail. Or I forgot to bring a garbage thing down in the garbage truck's right there. It's the only time you go outside in your socks. And then they have that fucking black footprint on them. But typically, people don't do that. So the socks, it's probably the best thing. Now, Frank, where do you think remote control sits on the list of top eight?
I'd say number four.
You're wrong. Number eight. The grimy remote control that has probably been jizzed on because people are watching pornography, as you say.
Ed's, I'm sure, has been jizzed on.
Ed could be used as a fucking blacklight. You can just put that into a fucking socket. And run a goddamn nightclub.
Which Ken, I don't know if you remember that we had wanted to do that, but he refused.
Yeah, he didn't want to do that. And you know what? What are you going to do? It's been done. It's been done. But it's never been done where, like, you actually see stains. They blacklight the room, and maybe the pillow has a little bit of drool on it. And they're like, oh my God, this guy's a pervert. He's jizzing on his pillow. That's always the implication whenever you see anything. It's not saliva. It's not a tear. It's nothing. It's always jizz, no matter where it is. Whenever you see that fucking light up thing on Room Raiders or whatever the fuck it is, Big Brother, whatever show does that fucking dumb bit. But Frank, the remote control number eight, and I'm talking about white people's homes, not Asian people's homes, because it wouldn't even fucking be on the register in Asian people's homes. Are you familiar? Do you know the reason why?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Asian people take things like their remote controls, and they put them in plastic Ziploc bags.
Really?
Yes. They take anything, like, I mean, look at when you go to the Chinese restaurant, look at the calculator next to the fucking register. Both of them are covered with saran wrap. Either they want their fucking electronics to last forever, or they don't want fucking fingerprints on them. I honestly think that you already respect the Asian bow. I think you got to give a little respect for the Asian cover-up.
After the show, I'm putting my remote control in a baggie, in a sandwich baggie.
I mean, you are fully Italian. You should have fucking seat covers on your fucking couches by now. Why not do it to your fucking remote controls and your Wiimotes and your Guitar Heroes and all that shit? Just put a big fucking Glad bag around everything. Everything. And Tim, the Green Ninja. By the way, Frank, another thing you did while drunk. The Green Ninja, he has a goatee, a very, very long goatee.
He's got a long goatee.
Yeah. And you do have an affinity for goats.
I have affinity for goats.
So in your drunken haze, maybe you confused him, or maybe you wanted to see what it would be like to pet a goat close up. You decided, I'm just going to reach out and fucking tug on his beard. You grabbed a fucking bouquet of his fucking goatee hair, and you squeezed it.
First, I says, can I feel what your beard feels like? He has a big, long beard like a billy goat.
Yeah.
And he reminded me of a billy goat, and that's why I touched it.
You know, well, you can go to RadioBronzeFans.com, and there's a thread that has everybody's reaction to the event. They have photos, videos. There's even a video of you tugging on his beard, and I think you comment about how it's bristly, it's coarse.
It's very coarse and wiry.
Yeah, it is. It's because it's pubic hair, basically.
Excuse me?
It's the same texture as pubes, Frank. You now know what his pubes feel like. I mean, you tugged on his fucking his goatee, and basically you could extrapolate that into, you know, knowing how his fucking pubes feel.
Oh boy,
that's why another man doesn't fucking grab another guy's beard.
We do it to
Santa Claus to see if he's real as a kid, and then we quickly realize that's a little bit fucking fruity.
Oh whatever.
He didn't do what?
It wasn't like I did it without his permission.
You did ask.
He could have said no.
Very, very polite, Frank. Why don't we take a break here? Because I need a beverage. I don't know about you, but my throat is getting parched. So this is the DJ New Style Show. Frank, why don't you do us the favor of taking us out?
Please be back after these messages.
It's the... On the...
Oh, this is Hear Us Talk, the place you want... this is the Hear Us Talk Network. The thing you do with your hands and the place to be. We'll be back after these brief messages, and we have a word from our sponsor as well.
Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
This is Rob Geggs, executive producer of Best in Show Radio, which is also heard on the Hear Us Talk Radio Network. Here's what's happening on Best in Show.
I was at work the other day, and this is a really embarrassing moment. I was at work. I'm working with a teacher, and the teacher's wearing a blouse, and she has this Band-Aid in the middle of her chest. And I guess she went to, you know, get something removed or something, maybe a mole. But, you know, she's wearing a low-cut blouse, and you can see this Band-Aid, you know. And, you know, I'm with the teacher, and I'm a teacher's assistant, and I'm helping the kids get ready for lunch or whatnot. And I'm raising my hands, and I'm talking with my hands, telling the kids to get ready. And out of the back of my eye, I see the teacher come behind me, and I whack her with my hand right on her boob, right where the...
On the Band-Aid?
On the Band-Aid, like, because the Band-Aid's right by the boob.
Like a bullseye. And now you hear, like, bells go off? Like a slap.
Like an attractor. No, all I heard was, ow, oh, oh, and, like, she's, like, kind of, like, took a knee. She took a knee. She was...
You knocked her down! You knocked her down!
She's, like, 45, you know, 40, 45, and she took a knee.
Even though he's not acting anymore, still bringing the house down to their knees.
Hold on, hold on. I need more specifics.
It's like a pun. But I hit her in the chest. When she took a knee, I was like, oh my God, are you all right? You know, Miss So-and-so. And
all the
kids are like watching this all go down because they're all sitting down just watching.
Any laughers? Did anyone laugh?
No one laughed. Everyone was kind of shocked almost. They were like, oh my God, like, just knocked my teacher out. Like,
what a school of pussies that wouldn't laugh when their teacher got knocked
this
out.
This is pre-K. This is about pre-K kids.
Right, pussies.
Best in Show Radio is live every Thursday night from 8 to 11 p.m. on HearUsTalk.com and the Hear Us Talk radio chat room on Pal Talk. Best in Show Radio is proud to be part of the Heroes Talk Radio Network.
Oh, are we on? Okay. Yeah, welcome to the Chill Spot. I'm your host, Alex Webbs. Tonight, we got a few goals for the program. I mean, it's a new show. But first off, you know, I'm going to talk to you about some things you probably have no interest in. And second off, you know, we're just going to chill, you know, in the spot. And lastly, I'm going to take a few calls, and you're going to tell me what you do for a living, and I'm going to criticize you. But, yeah. So, I mean, have you heard that Microsoft is going to buy Google? I mean, it's Yahoo. It's crazy. Okay, so here's some, you know, Russian techno. It's hot in the clubs. We got a caller. Yeah, okay, you're on the Chill Spot for Hotties. I'm your host, Alex Webbs.
Hey, Webbs, how are you? Yeah, listen, I make an honest wage. I support my family. I have to tell you, I'm pretty proud of what I do.
But what do you do, though?
Oh, I'm a plumber. Self-employed plumber.
Yeah, that's kind of like, you know, like poor people work. You know what I mean? But, yeah. You should probably go to college, you know? Take some classes and maybe get a better job.
I make more money than you'll ever see in your fucking life, you sleepy-eyed runt.
I mean, maybe if, like, you wanted to, like, get more money for your family, you could probably go and maybe retire.
Yeah, go find me a fucking cabinet.
Thank you for your call, but seriously, take some classes and do it at a real college. Okay, we're going to end the Chill Spot Show for Hotties. Thank you. I'm your host, Alex Webbs. It was a fun show. But, yeah, we'll talk to you next time. Peace. Okay, I'm really not leaving yet. But I really have to, okay. But, yeah, see you next week. Peace.
The DJ New Style Show.
I'm DJ New Style, but let's stop for a second. Just call me Ken. We're gonna be friends here, okay? Online e-pals. We'll do what online friends do. We'll post messages to each other. We'll create threads together. Post images. Play games. I mean, where else could we do that? Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Tumblr? No, none of those places. We'll do it on a message board on HeroesTalk.com. Create your little account, make your little name, and meet me there. All you have to do is go to RadioBronzeFans.com. I'll see you there. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Anyway, we're back. Fuck that. Let me tell you something right now. That is the flattest fucking rejoiner ever.
Waffle.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Frank. Do you know why we're back?
Why?
Do you know why? Because, you know, I had to cut it short there because we had some very important announcements. We've got some award-winning software for you to try, and the name of it, ICU2 Video Chat. Sure. There are many video and chat services out there, but ICU2 has been around longer than all of them. Simply download ICU2 on your Windows PC, and in seconds, you'll be face-to-face with people from all over the world. Now imagine that, Frank. There you are. Your face is there. Their face is there. You're in some country, and they're from wherever AWebs was from. It's amazing. It's all possible through the miracle of ICU2. Go there. It's ICU2.com. Click download. Try it now. It's free. ICU2 video chat. The 2009 People's Choice Award winner for internet communication. Frank, that was beautiful. Admit that.
It's a great product.
Admit that. No, my read of the product.
It was okay. It was satisfactory.
Really? Okay.
And we're back with the DJ New Style Show. Wow.
It's fucking
stupid. I like your
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. God, that break was just a smooth fucking transition, wasn't it? Holy shit, Frank! How you doing, buddy?
I like that. I like the break. I like the thing.
The thing with the thing.
The thing the AWeb.
Oh yeah, the AWeb's thing. Frank, did you hang up? Did we just lose you? Oh, that's fucking fantastic. This is the smoothest show that we've ever had to fucking do. Well, let me just get him back. Yeah, I played the AWeb's thing for a reason. It seems that we just can't seem to get rid of the little guy. He keeps popping up from time to time. We've expelled him originally from the Heroes Talk room and the DJ New Style Show room on Pal Talk, but as it seems, I'm sorry. Here's Frank. I neglected to pick his call up. Frank, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just letting everybody know that AWebs seems to keep popping up from time to time, despite us getting rid of him.
AWebs first, so people who don't know who he is.
Alex Webs is a child who was in college when we met him, and he took a liking to our show, to Best in Show. He's basically a fan of Opie and Anthony and Ron and Fez. And what happens is he gets a little clingy. And he becomes creepy. He's creepy, and you become aware of it that he is creepy as time goes on. As you show him kindness, it'll all become clear to you that you should never have been kind to him. You should never have taught him anything or spent time speaking to him because he's a fucking creep. This little fucking prick is a goddamn creep. Now, I played that clip before, the little bit that you heard, Frank. I haven't played it in a while. The reason I did so is because we're looking for new avenues to show Heroes Talk off. We want to get Heroes Talk material in as many places as possible. We explore Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Ustream. We're on many sites. We have a Shoutcast thing. Now, we started to look into this site called Livestream. Why? Well, they have a huge user base, and it works pretty well. It's a good site, and it's another avenue where they already have an audience, and we could put our material in front of it and grow our listener base. Right, Frank?
Correct.
Yeah. So we go there, and we wanted to get the name Hear Us Talk. But it seems, it's been taken. Okay. That seems pretty odd. Nothing else has ever been taken. No other site has used Hear Us Talk. In fact, it's such an unused name that we were able to get the domain very, very easily.
Very easily.
It was available, and we got it. Every site we register on, so easy to get. I go on live stream, and I view the channel Hear Us Talk, and I see, it's capitalized the same way that we do it. Capital H, capital U, capital T. It's probably just a coincidence. I see the tags, comedy, radio, podcast, Hear Us Talk, same capitalization. And I think, wow, I use those tags when I tag the show in a new aggregator or anything like that. I use those very same tags in the same order. It's pretty weird. And then I read the description. It says, and I don't have it in front of me, and you'll find out why. It says, Alex Podcast is an amusing internet radio show, period. It is broadcast 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, recorded live, and added to a podcast, which is pretty much a carbon copy ripoff, except for the words Alex Podcast, of a description that I had used a few months ago for this show. So now,
total ripoff.
So now I'm thinking, what the fuck? Someone, you know, someone registers this and then calls it Alex Podcast. Who do I know named Alex that is a complete asshole that would do something like this? It's got to be Alex Webbs. So I see him on Pal Talk, and he doesn't answer any of my PMs. I remember I have his cell phone number. I try and leave him a message, a very polite one. Hey, this is Ken, and I just wanted to ask you a question. Call me back. I left the message after I'd called him. It picked up. The phone fucking, I heard buttons frantically hit, and then I got sent a voicemail. So he's there. I call again, instantly voicemailed. I see him, I forget about it, whatever, whatever. I see him on today, on Pal Talk. I send him a message, and I say, hey, you know, I just had, I left you a voicemail, I don't know if you checked it or not, which I absolutely do, he, no, he did. Did you register the name Hear Us Talk on live stream? And if you did, I'm not mad. I really would just be interested in getting that account so that we could use it. No. Okay. Are you sure? And keep in mind, I'm not going to be like pissed off or anything if you did. No, I don't have an account on that site. So I point out the similarities of the capitalization, the fact that it says Alex Podcast, the English that was changed from my show's description is has now been broken and converted to some bastardization advertising some show that never went on ever. And he goes, that's pretty strange. So I go, okay, here's what I'm going to do then. If I can't get the username and password to that account by the end of the week, I'm going to create a live stream channel with your real name and then fans at the end of it. And I'm going to put every video you've ever put in a public domain on a 24-hour loop, and I'll interrupt it occasionally with one-hour-long shows where I do an impression of you and give out your cell phone number. He instantly logs off. Instantly logs off of Pal Talk. And now I'm pissed. I'm like, fuck. So I register it. I give him the link to it. Now, I'm not going to give you his name yet. Believe me. I'm not going to give you his name or his number or anything like that. But I give him the link that I created with the description. And I go back to take a look at the Hear Us Talk thing because I wanted to get the description for tonight's show. And I see that this channel has been deleted. So this fucking channel that has been there for fucking months. Like I looked at live stream a couple months ago. I looked at it again and again, and I've seen it, you know, it's taken, okay, is this Alex Webbs? I don't know. I finally confront him about it, and within 25 seconds, the fucking channel's deleted. But nah, that's pretty strange, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I don't have an account on that site. You know what I mean? Now, it's kind of a moral victory that it's been taken down, it's been deleted, and we know for a fact that he did do this. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Frank?
Absolutely. But just real quickly, this is a gentleman. This is a boy who you were sort of like a big brother to him, if you will. I mean, you took him under your wing. You helped him out with technical issues and whatnot. And we were actually going to meet him for a dinner at one point or another. Isn't that correct?
We were gonna meet up with him, and he wanted to hang out, and we were gonna like, okay, let's get a bite to eat. And I say, okay, he agrees. He says he'll come to Jersey for it. And I say, well, what kind of place are you looking for? He sends us a fucking, some kind of a fucking romantic bistro where every table has a fucking, table to floor tablecloth with a fucking candelabra on the fucking, it's just a huge fucking centerpiece. It's all fucking dark. He wants us to go in there and hold hands and fucking tell each other fucking sweet things.
I remember the night that we were going to go. It was pretty much all set, and we were going to go. It was that night or something. Mm-hmm. And I sent Ken a PM and says, Ken, I don't feel like going to this thing. You got to think of an excuse. And then Ken, I guess, came up with some excuse that he was working late or something like that.
Yeah.
So
I'm working late anytime you get the urge to have a romantic dinner with me, Alex. I'm sorry. It's really weird. My boss all of a sudden calls me and says, hey, you have some stuff to do that isn't completely gay. So why don't you do that? So I created this channel, and I'll read the description that I typed in the tags. And I'm thinking that even though the channel is deleted, he did go and delete our channel, I still can't get the name. So my stipulation kind of stands that unless I get the username and password so that I could take control of this, then I'm probably going to have to go through with my plan of buying a fucking huge closet, some shitty glasses, and a fucking collared shirt that's blue and black, and just fucking talk about technology and how I can't fuck anything. The description is, hello, my name is Alex. Let me read it in this voice. Hello, my name is Alex, and I'd like to welcome you to my show. I've had a lot of identities, like Pool 3000, Alex Webbs, Alex NYC, Alex NY, but I'm pretty tired of hiding and pretending to be somebody else. This is just me being me. You know what I mean?
But, don't forget all access, too.
Yeah, oh, and all access, by the way. The tags are Alex Webbs, Pool 3000, Talk, Chilling, With, Hotties, Technology, Hear Us Talk. So, we'll see. We'll see. Oh, by the way, those are tags that you could probably use to find the channel if you're crafty enough. But the channel will go away if I get the username and password to the Heroes Talk name on live stream. Even though it's been deleted, I want access. If you ever happen to run across Alex Webbs, make sure you refer to him as to really become close with him. You have to call him his friendly name, which is either Sasha or Smiles B. So just make sure that you call him Smiles B if you happen to use like I am or something like that. I don't know. But it's a weird thing. I mean,
he's a worm.
These are people that I encounter, and I treat well, and then they just creep people out. They take screenshots. They do just underhanded shit. And you know what? What are you gonna do? I don't want to have internet drama. I don't want to be the guy that has to go on Twitter and fucking yell at fucking made up names. I don't want to fucking be like Fred. I don't want to be like any of these fucking people. I just want to fucking live a life and talk about shit with a bald fuck. That's all I want to do. A couple hours a week.
Thank you so much. Thank
you know,
so
Frank,
much.
I'm including you.
Thank you.
You're part of this. You did it. You're the one who told me that Alex was a fuck face.
He's a worm. He's a snake in tall grass is what he is.
Yeah. Blind one. Anyway, Frank, your friend, my friend, Ed McGrath, had some kind of a mystery call that he wanted to make to the show.
Okay.
And I don't know anything about it. I really don't.
Oh, boy. This is going to go over like a Led Zeppelin.
Balloon, Frank. Just don't say Zeppelin anymore. Our buddy Ed has decided he wanted to take up around 10 minutes of our time with something that he didn't want to tell us about. I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, Ed McGrath.
Hello.
Ed the Masturbator McGrath.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
First off, Frank, why couldn't you go out for pizza with Ken and Amanda?
Because you were working until, I think, 5 o'clock or something like that. So I
and you could have left at, like, 2 p.m., right? Is that what you're
saying? No, I had a birthday party I had to go to.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clearing that up.
All right. Go ahead.
Interesting.
Continue.
Okay. Well, Frank, I want to say that it's an honor to be talking to you on this very important day. It's a celebration, really, Frank. I want to take us back through the years. I want to go back 40 years. It was an amazing summer, Frank. It was the summer of 69.
Yes.
Yeah. Frank.
Yes.
Something you can relate to. June 28th, the Stonewall riots, confrontation between gay rights activists and the police, was a big rallying cry for the gays. July 25th, a day that DJ Newstyle and myself are very fond of, Kennedy at Chappaquiddick. We all know what happened there.
Yes.
July 20th, Frank, the moon landing.
Yes.
One of the greatest events in human history.
Yes.
Okay. August 9th and 10th, the Manson murders.
Yes.
Okay. Sharon Tate, seven others killed by the Manson family.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Frank, August 15th through 18th, a little festival they had in Bethel, New York called Woodstock. Frank,
yes.
It was quite the summer. And you know what? Something else happened at the end of that summer. Something was created, Frank. And it was right around this day. Frank, can you tell us all what day your birthday is?
June 8th.
What year?
1970.
Okay. So, what would today be then?
Today was the day I was conceived?
Possibly. I mean, we know the gestation period for human beings is approximately 9 months. So I don't think we can pinpoint the exact date. But I'd say this is as good a time as any to have a celebration,
man,
for that.
Just grinding hips. Little did they know that.
Wait a second.
Bald baby would stay bald his entire life.
This is actually the day I was conceived. This is the day I was conceived.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the day that your dad came home with some big jug of wine, lit a candle, and did it right.
So, Frank, I think all three of us grew up in the Catholic faith, although we might not be completely enamored with it. But would you not agree that the Catholic faith believes that life begins with creation?
Fuck! This is genius! Oh my God, continue. I'm sorry, Ed, continue. I'm just very impressed.
Frank, would you agree with that?
Life begins at conception!
Many feel that. Would you not say that is true, Frank?
I'm not sure of
that.
There
are 2 billion people in the world that say that they believe this. The Catholics, Frank, of which you claim to be a member.
What are you trying to say, Ed?
Frank, welcome to 40. It can now not be a stretch that you are now 40 years of
age.
Wow!
Frank, you are 40 years old. You started when your dad's little spermy cell magically hit your mom's fucking egg, and they fused, and it slowly started to split, turn into a ball of cells, and eventually turn into a ball of shit.
That was probably the second time my father had sex with my mother.
So, Frank, you're the remnants of that 40-year-old load, and I think that just best sums you up.
Oh, my God. You are 40 years old, officially, Frank. You have 2 birthdays now. You have to celebrate the day that your dad pumped it in. That's when your life started, according to the Catholic Church. It would have been wrong.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say to this. I'm dumbfounded.
Frank, it would have been wrong to terminate it, right? According to Catholicism.
Okay.
Because they say it's a life. So you're 40 years old. So say, hi, I'm Frank, I'm 40 years old. Hello?
Yes.
I don't hear you repeating.
I'm not going to say that. I'm 39 years old.
No, you're not.
I don't believe in what Ed is saying.
Excuse me?
To me, life begins when you are born.
Frank, what religion are you?
I was born a Roman Catholic.
Excommunicated. Right now.
Good.
No, you're gone.
Fuck the Catholic Church.
Whoa!
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Okay, looks like I got a nice MP3 to send to Pope at Vatican.fucking.god, or whatever the fuck the goddamn email is.
Frank, Barb's pointing out, what's the logo of the DJ New Style Show?
That's something he had before I entered the party, so.
Holy shit. Is it all because you had to dip your fingers in a little fucking chamber of silty liquid?
I'm 39 years old and I'm proud to be it.
You don't want to be 40 so bad you're willing to denounce your religion.
Fuck the Catholic Church. Fuck the Catholic religion.
I don't appreciate that. As a Catholic, I don't like you saying that.
No.
You 40-year-old fuck. Just because 40 years ago some jizz spilled
out. What am I
going to
do when I do become? How am I going to do?
You're going to. You know what? It's all over, Frank. That's the end. 40 is the end. Or maybe 50 will be the end. Or maybe 60 will be the end.
Frank, wait, what's the counter now? Do you have a counter? Isn't there a counter?
You know what? I have to update the counter. I have to update the counter. Now it's going to be when you turn 50, which will apparently...
No.
It's going to be, 10 years from today. You're going to be 50 years old 10 years from today. Your life will have begun... Fucking... Today, it's 40 years.
40 years, Frank. Frank, can we at least get that from you? I was created 40 years ago, roughly today.
You were a Labor Day fuck. You were a fucking Labor Day weekend fuck.
Well, I know my father had off on that Monday.
Holy shit. He decided to make full use of that fucking day. And how old is your brother older than you?
Yes, he is. He's
by how many years?
9 years.
And what month was he born?
August.
Okay. So he was like what? Was that, that's 2 months difference? Okay, so he was a fucking Thanksgiving fuck. Ed, hats off to you. I don't have a hat.
Well, what kind of fuck were you, New Style?
I was born in July, so I was a fucking Halloween fuck or something like that. I was a costume party gone wrong, I bet.
Frank, you know how long I've had this thing cooked up? Since your birthday, I've been thinking
about
it.
Are you serious?
This. Wow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just stewing and waiting for the fucking minute to drop that bomb.
You were waiting
bomb.
For that fucking moment? You...
And Frank,
yes.
Admit it, he fucking has you.
He has nothing. I don't agree.
A third
with
of the world fucking agrees
maybe
with
I was concept. Maybe I was concepted 40 years ago.
Conceived.
Okay, maybe I was conceived 40 years ago, but I was born on June 8th, 1970.
Ed, fucking genius. You're a genius.
Fuck Ed.
But you're still called the masturbator.
Fuck the Catholic Church and fuck yous all.
I don't appreciate you saying that, Frank.
I apologize.
You 40-year-old
fuck. Well,
Frank,
I just wanted to congratulate you. 40 years of germ freak.
Wow.
Well, here's to another 10.
That's it, just 10?
Oh.
Oh, my God. Very good call, Ed. You know what? I had no idea what to expect. You told me to play... All you told me to say or do was play Summer of 69 on your cue of Let's Go Back in Time. I didn't know what to make of it. I thought you were just going to read big events on Wikipedia. And then eventually you dropped the fucking bomb on us. Frank, you're a 40-year-old man already, and you didn't even know it.
Congratulations, Frank.
All of your components...
There's no need to congratulate. There's nothing to congratulate me on. You can congratulate me on June 8th, 2010, my friend. 2010.
No, you'll be 41 then. It won't be special. You're a 40-year-old man.
Oh, by the way, Frank, you are now 25% down in this last year of your 30s. Just saying.
I mean, if you want to go by calendar... You don't have much longer left in your 30s, Frank. You've waited so long to live it up. You've waited so long.
I'm gonna...
What?
40.
You are 40. The jizz was expelled 40 years ago. It hit its mark 40 years ago. There was some fucking fire sale at a goddamn Harmon's. Some fucking grocery store that they bought fucking burger patties at. They grilled them up, ate them, and then they fucking made you 40 years ago. It was probably the best burger that he's ever had. And he was so fucking impressed that he wanted to just give a real good showing. And out you came, Frank. Right through the barrel. Right into the target. Holy shit.
I'm speechless. Ed, I'm not going to say good work because to me it's inaccurate.
He's horrified, Ed. You did a great job.
How is it inaccurate? You were roughly created 40 years ago today.
I was
listen, we don't know how they had sex. It could be rough. It might have just been mish. Who knows?
40 years ago. But I wasn't born. So, whatever. June 8th, 2010 is the date and the year where my life will forever change.
You know what, Frank? Your life should forever change every fucking day.
Thank you.
If your life stays the same every fucking day, then we're all you. That's the thing. If nobody changes, we're all you. You change like a fucking analog clock or a digital clock. No fucking gaps in between. No subtle changes. Just fucking. That's it.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you for the call.
Ed.
Oh, my
bravo.
Pleasure.
A plus, Ed. I can't thank you again for calling, Ed. I appreciate it. And by the way, thanks for standing up and talking about your car date during the Labor Day extravaganza that we had on Saturday.
Well, I had to come clean. Pardon the pun.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate it. Frankie got you good. He got you so fucking good. You don't even know what to say right now.
I say nothing. Whatever. I'm not going to sit here and play games with what he's dealing with. What's the next topic, my friend?
Did you have your kids baptized?
Yes.
And you just said, fuck the institution that you had them baptized in.
Listen, you could put words in my mouth all you want, new style. You call yourself a Catholic, but let's all face it. The only reason you ever went to church was to get a free breakfast from your parents.
Well, that may be partially true. I think it's a half truth because those fucking wafers are delicious. Frank, we had somebody make a comment about Ed's car date. They were listening to the video. It's on RadioBronzeFans.com in the 2009 Hutt Labor Day BBQ post event thread. Keith Fu, our buddy, he posted, "What the fuck? Cum flakes? Does Frank not wear pants when he rides in cars?"
Well, we discussed this. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Can you
hear
me?
We discussed this. I was a little Ed McGrath drove me to this event, and I was a little leery getting in his car because I knew the night before he went to one of his bitches' house. He went to one of his bitches and mouth fucked her.
Oh, is that what he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mouth fucked her. Then after he mouth fucks her, he gets in his car. And then, you know, who knows? There could be jizz on the steering wheel, on the shift or whatever. And what if he accidentally wiped his hand on the seat before he grabbed the steering wheel?
Frank, okay? Again, the question was, are you sitting there with no pants?
No, I have
then
pants.
Then why
on.
Does it worry you?
But what if the sperm is on the seat and gets into my anus?
How is it going to get through denim, whatever underwear you wear, and whatever fucking protective hair layer that you happen to have? I mean,
I'm going to admit something right here.
Okay.
1988, I went to an adult movie theater in Sayreville, New Jersey.
Excuse me?
In 1988,
yes,
I went to an adult movie theater in Sayreville, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer there. Route 9. I sat down in there for 2 seconds. I got up, ran out of there because I think somebody's jizz must have got my anus.
You sat down in a puddle of jizz?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was so dark I couldn't tell. But who knows if there was jizz there?
Wait, You what did you sit in?
I don't know. It was just a chair.
Was it wet?
But I'm saying, no, it wasn't wet, but there could have been jizz on that at one time or another.
So you sat down on it and then instantly just had a fear that you
realized. I realized that guys go in these theaters to jerk off.
Well, I mean, you're,
so when I realized that, I got up and I rushed out of there and I pulled my pants down to inspect my underwears to make sure there was no cum in my underwears.
But why would it be in your underwear? I don't know. How is it getting in your underwear?
Well, what if I sat in a seat and before me, somebody was in there jerking his wee-wee off? And then I sat. What if I sat in his goop?
What if, Frank, have you ever sat in anything?
Not that I know of.
Have you ever sat in mud? Have you ever sat in? Have you ever sat in? I don't know, ketchup or some kind of stain or anything like that. Some non-jizz stain. Have you ever sat in anything?
I'm sure I have at one time or another.
Did it ever get in your underwear?
No.
Then why in the fuck? How do you think it's going to get? Okay, maybe it seeps through jeans.
Because maybe let me teach you a little bit of something about sex, my friend. Sperm is a fish, and it swims. And it'll swim up your ass.
It doesn't swim like that. It swims in a glob. When you see them swimming, Frank, it's because they have a little glob on a slide and they're looking at a microscope. It's not like a fucking rainbow trout that you pull out of a goddamn river. You don't fucking throw a Rapala lure in front of a sperm and fucking hold it up and say, I had a sperm this big. It doesn't fucking happen, Frank.
So
you need to realize that the sperm is not such a fucking intelligent cell that when it's sat on, it knows, okay, now's the time to find the ass. Let me swim right up that ass and infect this man with some kind of a disease. It doesn't happen.
Listen to me. So what happened was I sat in the seat, and it's so dark you can't see in there. So I said to myself, what if I sat in something? I didn't feel anything, but what if there was something there? So I went outside, and I put my pants down to make sure there's no cum in my underwears. And then I did this outside.
Home.
Huh?
You did it outside.
No, in my car.
Oh, so in your car. So what if you did have jizz in your underwear? Now your car has jizz on it, according to you.
If I had jizz in my underwear, I would have went to the emergency room.
God. I mean, and here I am thinking that, you know, you're on the road to wellness. I mean, Frank, it's...
This was 21 years ago.
Let me just point something out. And again, stop me if I'm wrong or if I'm embarrassing you. But Frank, you're doing something very good for yourself. You're, except for fucking Saturday, you've been watching what you eat. You've been exercising. Isn't this right? You've been exercising?
Let me tell you, Ed McGrath is my inspiration. He is on a...
Ed has lost weight. It's fucking...
He looks great.
It's noticeable.
He looks great.
Completely noticeable. So he inspired you to do this.
Yes. So I've been eating very less than 2,000 calories, probably about 1,500 calories a day.
Nice.
And I've been bike riding and walking. I will be stopping that because I cannot leave my house now.
Why? Are you getting too sweaty? I mean, like, what's the big problem?
We have an issue here. On the street of my on my front my street my block my street there is an emergency situation that will prevent me from leaving the house until it is remedied.
Did like a crime happen there?
No. I think I emailed you the evidence, my friend.
I didn't actually check. Let me see.
Across the street from on the street. Directly across from my house.
Before I look in here, is this a photo that I'm going to be seeing?
Yes, it is.
All right. Let me see. Okay, I'm in my email here. The subject, condom. Jesus Christ. So in my email message is just a picture of leaves, pine needles, and a condom on a sidewalk.
There is a used, wet...
It doesn't look used. There's no... I don't see any jizz in the tip. Oh, wait. Sorry.
Please. Why would it be a... There is a condom on my street about 20 feet from my front door, and I am scared to leave the house now.
Oh, now, what if your fucking dog brings it in?
My dog does not go in the front of the house.
Okay, but I know three smaller creatures that live in your house that do leave the house. One of them being very curious.
Yes.
Yeah. What if your kid picks up this thing and brings it into your home? What if Luke says, Dad, look what I found! And brings it into the house, holding it proudly to show his dad.
I don't know how I would react. I don't know.
What if you're out with him, you're on the doorstep, and he goes and runs to catch the bus and sees this, picks it up, and goes, Dad, a balloon!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what?
And you know you do that inhale sometimes?
The condom
and it shoots the
is
fucking...
in the path.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My kids start school tomorrow, and the condom is in the path where they walk to school. What am I supposed to do? Do I carry them to the bus stop now?
Frank, I honestly, I'm not grossed out by it. I really don't know what to do.
What do I do with this thing?
To me,
it doesn't just disintegrate.
Yeah. How does a condom get thrown out?
I don't know.
Let me ask you, what empty-headed Good Samaritan is fucking going around picking up used fucking rubbers and throwing them in the garbage? I could see. I could see the guy that has respect for his town picks up a fucking Shasta can and throws it in the recycling. But who the fuck is so ballsy to pick up a condom and throw it in the fucking garbage? I mean, to me, if I see one, it's gonna be there for the duration, unless some kind of wind or fucking acid rain destroys it. How the fuck do we get rid of this?
I don't know what to do. I don't know who to
personally,
call.
I kind of hope it's there forever, just to keep you fenced in. That is your ankle bracelet, Frank, for the house arrest you've put yourself in. That is your fucking ankle bracelet. You'll never leave that house as long as that's on the sidewalk. But you lead a life where you do need to occasionally leave the house. How do we get rid of it? Deer will get picked up quicker than this fucking rubber.
Nobody's going to pick this rubber up. I don't know.
You know what's going to happen, Frank? Here's what's going to happen. It's going to snow in a couple months, and someone's going to have to shovel that fucking sidewalk, and it's going to get shoveled into a fucking a mound. That's the only way it can go.
Well, the thing is, it's here I am worried about Ed's cum.
Yeah.
And now I have somebody stranger's cum 20 feet from my front door.
I mean, as afraid of Ed as you are, you've eaten with the man, you've driven with him, you've had conversations, you have a sense as to what to expect with Ed. You know that he's mouth-fucking whores, but he's generally jizzing on them. Right. However, you don't know who left this there. Maybe you know your neighbors, but it doesn't have to be them. It's on a sidewalk. It could be any passerby. Somebody just fucking... And honestly, how do all these used condoms get fucking thrown out? Like, it can't be someone using it in a house or in a yard. It's got to be someone that's having what Ed calls a car date. Being a little safe with the condom and throwing it out of the window.
Just throwing it with utter disregard, just throwing it out the fucking window.
Someone with a Camden whore just driving on your street, banging out in front of your fucking house, and just whoosh, dunk, right out the window. Just to be shoveled into a fucking snowdrift.
Now, let me ask you a question. Would you be able to come here with a stick and pick it up and then put it in a bag and bring it home and throw it out in your garbage for me?
I wouldn't throw it in my garbage. I would, however, drive down there and film you as you picked it up with a stick and threw it in a garbage can. Would you be willing to do that? Or are you afraid that the super Terminator sperm will fucking realize
what
it's being
happens
moved
if I pick it up
and fuck
it,
and the sperm
and
will swim
down.
Up the sperm will swim up the stick and go through the eyelids and fucking turn you into a fucking jizz zombie. That's what'll happen, Frank, because sperm is a fucking a self-sustaining cell and a zombie maker.
And how where would I discard it?
In a garbage can. And you know what? Put it in a fucking Happy Meal box and give it to a child. I don't know. You throw it out. Where do you put condoms? I'm sure you may have used one. Where did you put them?
Where do people put dirty rubbers? Did I just throw them in the garbage?
You know, you take some toilet paper, you bundle it up, and you throw it in a garbage can. White House Brent is coyly typing, recycle it. You know, I think you should put it in somebody's recycling. And then, you know what, Frank? I guarantee you, condoms have been recycled. Inadvertently. They've probably been thrown into the plastics bin. It's all been melted down. And put into a fucking a diet Pepsi bottle, and somebody's been drinking something that used to hold a cock and jizz, that may have been in an ass, mouth, or vagina. Now, Frank, what's your favorite kind of soda?
I just like regular diet Pepsi Cola.
Oh, yeah. You know what they say about the diet Pepsi bottles? Made out of condoms. I don't know what to do, Frank. I mean, you gotta. I would say, is it on your sidewalk? Is it on your side of it?
Or
is
it's on the street, Ken.
Oh, it's on the street.
20 feet away from me. Once you step off my curb, it's there.
Why don't you get like a hose and just hose it away?
No, because if I get a hose, it'll bounce off the condom and may hit me in the face.
Oh my God. Blasting Matt Or you know what you do? Get some asphalt and just pave over it. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a frightened and confused unfrozen germ freak. Who's this?
Yeah, it's VA Messenger. What's up?
VA Messenger, nice to see you on Saturday. Thanks for coming out to the Heroes Talk Labor Day event.
I had a fantastic time. It was a phenomenal event.
Yes, indeed. What's going on, buddy?
Frank, I just wanted to say I'm on the way home on Sunday. I drove through Jersey and jerked off in my car.
Oh, my God.
So I decided just to toss it outside of your house.
He did it.
What the fuck?
He did it multiple times.
That's yours?
Well, I gave him five addresses. I gave him five addresses. I said, you pick one.
Oh,
and you know what? He told me. He said he did all five. So, I don't know. I didn't think he had the stamina, personally.
Oh, my God. You got to come back and pick it up, dude.
Wes.
Well, no. It's not my problem anymore. I left it. I dropped it out of the car.
Wesley, as Frank calls you, would you be willing to drive up here and pick it up on camera for a sum of money?
No.
For a sum of money.
I wouldn't touch it.
I'll give you $50 to pick up this condom.
That doesn't pay my tolls to get up there.
And wear it like a ski mask. Do fucking Howie Mandel's bit with the fucking used condom.
Frank, Christ. Knowing it's mine, does that make it worse or better?
It probably makes it one iota better, but not any better that I'm going to pick it up and throw it out.
See, now, Frank, I'm looking at this, and this will be on the site at the end of the show. And those of you who have downloaded, you've already seen it. If there's jizz in it, it's clear, which tells me that this person has been jerking off several times that day. So this could very well be one of Wes's five loads. Because I'm
Frank,
serious. I gave him a list of five addresses. One of them was yours. And he said he's going to jerk off in a condom and go to one of them. But he went to all five. Sorry.
Frank, let me just tell you something. When I saw you and, shook your hand, at the event,
uh-huh.
I just jerked off in the bathroom when I saw you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, Frank,
you've
had Wes's jizz on you. Wes's condom on your street,
and
you just found out that you're 40 today.
And I took this was the rare time that I had to use a public restroom at that event.
Yeah, it's true. You were making a big fucking scene. It took four people to get you in that bathroom. Walter Sobchak fucking was the bouncer to the bathroom. Nobody could get in line. Nobody.
Yeah, Clayton. Was blocking the door.
Yeah.
Ed opened the door for me. And then what happened was I was stuck in there and I kept yelling, I'm done, I'm done, I'm done. And then finally Ed heard me and opened the door.
Yeah. Yeah. You only went in there on the premise that someone would let you out. Let you in and let you out. Like you're fucking so important that people have to deal with doors for you. Jesus. Well, Wes, thank you for coming and thanks for calling the show and jizzing. Just a few feet from Frank's house.
Well, I had a fantastic time. Thank you all for having me. It was awesome.
Absolutely. Hope to see you at the next one, whenever that may be. We're going to try to do some more events. Why don't we take a little break here, and we'll be right back with the DJ New Style Show. Frank, do you see how that's done?
Very smooth.
Very smooth. This is the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com.
The New Style Show will be back after something.
This is Keith from Best in Show Radio. During the summer, the best way for you to wind down from a long day at the beach, the park, the PlayStation, or wherever it is you people with jobs go, is with your friends at Hear Us Talk. Join us every Tuesday night for the DJ New Style Show, live from 9 to 11. Thursday nights, catch Best in Show Radio, live from 8 to 11. And usher in your weekend with The What Show, Friday nights at 9:30, all times Eastern.
Plus, on Wednesday nights, dim the lights and get your popcorn ready for 100K Presents. And remember some older moments on Monday nights with the Best in Show Radio Journey to the Past. All of this and more can be found at HearUsTalk.com and the HearUsTalk Radio Room in Powtalk. And don't forget to check out our forums at RadioBronzeFans.com and get your hands on all the latest merchandise at HearUsTalk.Spreadshirt.com. All of this is brought to you by the Hear Us Talk Radio Network, the thing to do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show.
I'm right off the bat, I'm not having a good day.
Why are you holding your hands over your ears? Do you know how feminine that is?
I have a fucking headache, okay?
So how does holding your hands over your ears help
I'm
you?
Trying to goddamn get this fucking noise out of my head.
Did you take any medication?
No, I didn't take any medication.
Well, you know what we should do?
What?
I think you should do?
What?
Press the record button so we can do a little GFR.
Well, we've been going for fucking the last 30 seconds. You haven't fucking said anything.
You ready?
Just go!
This group out of Boston brought us this song written by the lead singer, sung by the bassist. Not to be confused, the Everly Brothers. Bye bye. Ah, fuck it! This song came out in 1978. By this Boston group. The following song came out in 1978, written by the lead singer, sung by the bassist. This song also shares the name of a song. How many fucking times can I say the word song in a fucking sentence? The following song is from a... Next up, we have a... Next up, the... Next... The... Ne, the... Next... The... Next up... Our... This... This song came... This song is from a Boston... This song came out in 1978 by another Boston New Wave band. Not to be confused with the 1950s song by the same name, because the placement of its implied comma. Mass confusion. What am I doing? What am I doing? There's no problems.
Just call you. Why can't you perform? Why can't you
perform every...
Don't give me this
Saturday
shit!
Night.
Just fucking do it!
All right. This song came out in 1978 by another new wave Boston band. Written by the lead singer, sung by the bassist. Substitution. Ah, fuck! I forgot to mention the other fucking group. This song came out in 1978. Not to be confused with a version. Ah, it's not a version, it's a different song. This song with the same title of a. This song. This 1978 song by another Boston new wave band shares its name with a song from a 1950s duo. However, it's distinguished by its placement of an implied comma. Substitution, mass confusion, clouds inside your head. It's Bye Bye Love by the Cars.
Substitution.
I said substitution. I said substitution. Do it over.
No.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. It's over.
I can't do this way much stronger.
What's up, it's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listening to the DJ New Style Show, you got me?
Yes, welcome.
I did
welcome
a good job
back
with that one there.
To the DJ New Style Show. Can I do the fucking intro, please? Is that okay? If it's all the same to you. Thank you for tuning in. Visit DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Download every episode we've ever done. Subscribe to our fucking clip thing that we have there where there's clips of shows you can listen to. Basically, download and enjoy everything we've ever done at DJNewStyleShow.com. Also, go to HearUsTalk.com. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and of course, Tuesday night. There's always something going on. HearUsTalk.com. Frank, you know what? You did do a good one right there with Bye Bye Love. A good job, I would say. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, now you're not going to talk because I chastised you?
No, I didn't know you were done. I was just waiting for your accolades.
Well, I had praised you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your time.
I don't know. Are you nervous, Frank?
Nervous?
I mean, you seem a little nervous, a little on edge. I mean, it's a good thing you crashed it at Ed's after that.
No, I didn't crash at Ed's.
You didn't crash?
No.
You drove home?
I was perfectly fine.
You were perfectly fine to drive home?
Yeah. It was like about 5 hours since my last drink.
So you were 100%. You could honestly say at that point when you got behind the wheel, not a chance in the world would I ever, ever be arrested for drunk driving.
I was perfectly sober. I was, you know, cognitive. Whether or not there's still traces of alcohol in my blood, that's something I don't have control over.
Doesn't take but much. Tell you that right now.
I was totally alert and cognitive and things of that nature.
So you were 100% fine driving home. Not nervous, nothing.
I was nervous because I was afraid that there was, you know, even though I felt okay, you know, mentally, because I would have never gotten in the car if I didn't feel okay mentally 100%. There could have been, who knows if there was something still in my blood. So I took the safe route and I drove home like 45 miles an hour on the parkway.
The safe route to you is driving slow, slower than the
yes
speed limit.
Right. I drove 45 miles an hour on the parkway and the turnpike just to be on the safe side. But right. Even though I knew I was fine.
Here's the deal. I mean, the police are kind of onto that. People don't drive that slow unless there's something wrong. 316-768-4472. Please lower whatever you're listening to, because you're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
It's Dom.
Dom, how are you, buddy? Thank you for coming out on Saturday. It was good to see you, buddy.
Dominic actually bought me a shot.
I had a great time.
You did buy Frank a shot, I believe, right?
I did buy a shot, and after I bought him the shot, he was annihilated. So yeah. I don't think he was able to drive home.
Yeah, he was.
I was even so worried, I told Ed to make him sleep over his house. He was that fucked up.
Yeah, and honestly, I would say that you generally don't care with people getting away with buzz driving, Dom. You're not that guy to police somebody. And you were genuinely concerned with Frank. So
I was, man. Yeah. I mean, the guy does have a family, you know what I mean? Wife and kids, and he would probably be doing him a favor by slamming into a tree, but fuck you, Frank. I should have stayed over and talked to that plastered, dude.
Yeah,
he can never walk.
I was fine. I was totally cognitive. I would never have taken the chance and done that if I didn't feel 100%. I was tired, don't get me wrong, but I was totally fine as far as being sober. No doubt about it. I would never risk anybody, my life, or more importantly, anybody else's life.
And he, just a few days removed from your big speech where you declined the drinking contest, which, you know, you competed in by yourself anyway, for the reason that you didn't want to drive drunk. You got drunk and then drove.
He couldn't get up off the seat when I saw him.
No, he couldn't.
He could not stand straight.
He had to do a series of somersaults to get fucking navigate the bar. He could not fucking walk. There are pictures, again, on Heroes Talk. Take a look at them. Very good. HeroesTalk.com/forum or RadioBronzeFans.com. Dom, it was good to see you out there, and you did bring your uncle, who Frank was enamored with.
My bodybuilding uncle, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in love with him, apparently.
Yeah. Now, Dom, did you see Frank ask if he could pet his abs?
I did not. I did not ask the penis.
Yeah, he said,
"Are you out of your fucking mind?"
In front of my uncle, and he asked him kindly. He's like, "I'm not gay or anything, but can you lift up your shirt?" And my uncle's just staring in utter disgust.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Lifts up his shirt.
He said he works out 3 hours a day.
Can I touch?
That's a.
I
did not touch
him. And you had a bottom lip quiver. Didn't he have a bottom lip quiver as he was looking?
Oh, please. You know, sometimes you put two and two together, you don't always get three.
Yeah. Well, you never get three.
I mean, four.
Well, some you always get four.
But. Oh.
Anyway, Dom, it was good to have you in there,
It was a pleasure being there, man. I can't wait till next year.
Well, the next time I guess we're going to be seeing you guys is for the big Vagabond Souls show.
Yes, October 2nd at the Bitter End at 10:30.
October what?
2nd.
October 2nd at the Bitter End. Listen, I just want to point out, Frank did wait 5 hours after his last drink. I mean, Dom, you left relatively early. I left pretty early. You left like an hour after I did, maybe?
Not even half an hour, I think.
Yeah, we left early. Frank stayed, you know, way late and stopped
drinking. I was there until well after almost 2 o'clock in the morning.
But you did say something like you were very nervous. Like, but that's your nature, your OCD.
Oh, yeah, I was nervous just because, you know, who knows if there's traces, amounts of it, and I don't know. What the system
is. I mean,
but anyway,
you were telling me that you thought you saw like fucking wildebeests.
Well, no, I there were like the reflectors on the road were distracting, and I was afraid that people were going to just, you know, jump out in the middle of the road.
Yeah, the Jackson Whites are going to come out on the fucking Garden State Parkway and just to interrupt your trip. No, it's not an inside joke. Everybody knows the Jackson Whites.
I don't think people in fucking Texas know Jackson Whites.
You know what, Walter Sobchak, since you're the only one listening in Texas, go look up Jackson Whites. Very interesting thing about New Jersey.
I just want to say, though, the most fucked up thing that I've ever seen in my life, Frank takes his first shot ever of Patron, straight Patron, proceeds to run outside the fucking door, run back inside, and run directly to the back like a five-year-old child.
Like,
it was
it
the
hurt
funniest
my throat.
Shit I've ever seen.
Like
in
Homer
my life.
Simpson with his head on fire.
It hurt my throat.
I swear
screaming.
To God, absolutely fucking hysterical. Oh.
Well, thank you for
a great time, guys.
Yeah, I like how Dom is pretending to be really concerned. Thank you, Dom. I appreciate it. Dom's pretending to be very, very concerned. Meanwhile, he was calling you, you're a fucking pussy. You don't drink this fucking shot. You're a fucking fat. You know who you are? You're a fucking pussy.
That's what he was doing.
What are you, fucking gay? What are you, a pussy? Just drink the fucking shot. Over and over again. Like 2 to 3 shots. But, you know, you held it together, Frank. You waited. And Dom, who's playing the fucking role of a member of Mothers Against Drunk Driving on the phone, was singing a different tune at the actual fucking event. I don't know, Frank. I had something that I think would bother you, and I kind of wanted to get your take on this. You're a dog owner, as the four hipsters at Rice to Riches were rudely made aware from you screaming about Sophie. I have a dog, his name is Teddy, just to let you know, and, I bought food for him, and he didn't like it. I've been trying brands of food, buying small bags, whatever. I finally find one he'll eat, and I figure, okay, it's gone, I'm just gonna get a big bag of it, it'll last, I don't have to keep buying small bags. Well, I buy the wrong fucking one. He's a smaller dog, he needs a small bites type of food. I have the fucking thumb marble. Fucking Yukonuba, whatever the fuck it is. The gigantic things that he takes one and just puts it on the fucking ground, looks at me like, what the fuck are you doing? I need the small bites. So I go and now I decide I need to get new food. So I'm looking through the different brands and I don't know what to get. And I don't want to keep coming back. So I ask the pet, I'm with Amanda. Amanda actually asks the PetSmart employee, is there any way we can get some free samples or... you know, just to try it. I mean, we have Teddy here. He could see if he likes the food. Then we'll buy the biggest bag, and we won't have to come back. So he goes back to the manager. And you know whenever somebody at a retail store goes to the manager, they don't know what the fuck's going on, or they just want to waste time. So you're not going to get a fucking an answer. He comes back. No, we don't do free samples. Sorry. There's nothing we can do. So we decide... to go through the different brands that we haven't already tried and make just the tiniest, Frank, I'm telling you, the tiniest opening in the bag and shake out a handful of grains and let them just try it.
So you stole.
We didn't steal. We sampled.
You stole. You opened. You damaged a bag. You stole.
I didn't damage anything. I didn't damage anything. So we listen, Frank. We find one that he likes. Isn't that the good thing? We don't have to go trying to con them into taking a returned item.
After how many damaged bags did you find one that he likes?
Four.
Oh.
So whatever. We damaged four bags.
Oh, so you admit it now?
No, I mean we opened four bags to sample. They had a lot of them. They weren't missing anything, Frank.
Oh, okay. They get a credit, right? Okay, go ahead.
So as I'm trying to get the last one open, I'm making just a little tiny hole. I look over, and by like the end cap, and that's real retail talk for the end of the aisle. They have a display. There's all puddles of piss everywhere, and I'm thinking, holy shit, that can't be Teddy, right? And I'm looking at him. I'm like, he's like just sitting there on the floor. It couldn't have been his piss. So I'm walking in and out of aisles, and all of a sudden I feel like a tug on the leash, and I look down. He is lifting his fucking leg and launching piss into these highly absorbent pet beds, fucking chew toys, jeez, and all this other shit. I pull the goddamn leash. Piss goes everywhere, and I panic, Frank. I didn't know what to do. So I ran to the next aisle. I ran down like three aisles.
You're a goddamn disgrace. You shouldn't even be a pet owner.
I didn't know what to do. What am I going to do? Am I going to fucking scrub these toys and pet beds like they're fucking oil spill victims? Wash them with Dawn soap? What am I going to do? There's nothing that can be done. They can't be salvaged. I ran down a couple aisles.
That dog Teddy should be embarrassed that you're his owner.
And then what happened is I started shopping again, and I went back into that aisle, and I start, these people that let their dogs just piss everywhere.
Jesus.
Because then they don't think it's me. Because then they don't think it's me. You know, and I try to get this silent nod with somebody just to have a kinship. So the guy goes, oh, yeah, he's against the piss too. There's no way his dog could have lifted his leg and pissed all over the fucking... The things that look like fuzzy shoes or fucking pillows or fucking dog huts. So the next thing I know, as I'm in the next aisle over, I see fucking a Petco employee running like Usain Bolt, carrying two fucking rolls of Bounty with just the most horrified, I don't know what if I'm going to have a job in an hour look on his face.
Wow.
And he stayed there scrubbing fucking toys and floor tiles and all that. But you know what, Frank? It's part of their job. It's part of their job. So the moral of the story is I found a food that he liked, brought it home, and guess what? He doesn't like it today.
So, you know what? The last laugh is on you, my friend.
I'm going to fucking put the dog down. I really don't have any option.
I can't blame you.
I can't fucking feed him. He won't eat.
You feed your what you do, my friend, is you feed your dog table food. This way,
you can't give him table food. Because then it'll be on your ass every time you have a fucking meal.
The only dog food I give my dog will eat is Mighty Dog. It's
yeah,
a little little 6 ounce can of Mighty Dog. It's got looks like a tuna fish can.
Yeah, it looks like a tuna fish can, and it's filled with fucking sphincters and teeth.
But what I do is I like to fix it up, so I'll put it in a plate, and then I'll put a slice of American cheese and melt it over, and I put a little sprinkle of garlic salt, and then I put it in the microwave, and they enjoy it.
You make a fucking Mighty Dog patty melt for your fucking dogs?
Well, they enjoy it. Every dog loves cheese. I defy you to find a dog that loves cheese.
That loves cheese?
Yes.
You said they all love cheese, so it wouldn't be that difficult to find a dog that loves cheese. You don't fucking melt a slice of cheese on your goddamn Mighty Dog.
Listen, my dogs are 11 years old. Pretty soon I'm going to let them smoke, all right? So what difference does it make? They don't have much time.
Every time you see somebody with an old dog, they always make these excuses like, I mean, he's 11 years old. God love him. I mean,
they are 11, yeah.
They get away with fucking murder. They get away with having ugly, like, fucking crusted over eyes. pissing everywhere, shitting everywhere.
Yeah.
And they just make excuses because they remember when this dog was a fucking pup. Oh, Shadow, you should have seen him when he was a pup. But, you know, God love him. I mean, he's so old right now. He's 18 years old. Shadow is. Fuck Shadow. You know what? Shadow belongs where your dog Coco is. Swinging in a hefty bag on the back of a fucking garbage
truck.
Just a half a windmill toss into the back of the fucking truck. Compacted down. Your little buddy, man's best friend, in something, in some fucking thing, in a cinch sack.
Keep laughing.
I'm sorry. To me, it's very amusing because they didn't have any fucking couth as this little child. How old are you, by the way, Frank?
Well, I was like 18.
Oh, well, you were 18. Tom Bosley fucking endorsed your dog's coffin.
Oh, man. All right, then.
Oh, shit, Frank. I don't know. Are you going to go to the Vagabond Soul show on October 2nd, Frank?
I will try and make it, yes.
I think we're going to be there. We're going to try to get a room.
I'm surprised you don't have a wedding that night.
We'll see if I do. I don't know. Okay. A lot of people getting married, Frank. A lot of people are. It's rough, but I'm pretty sure we're going to be able to go to this one. We're actually going to try to rent a room and maybe hit up number 28 and eat our fucking 18th pizza from there.
All right. Sounds good.
Grom gelato and Rice to Riches, which I'm done with, Frank. Frank, where do you rate Rice to Riches as far as rice pudding goes?
Probably a two. It was Cozy Shack is much better than Rice to Riches. I was very disappointed. I didn't want to say I was disappointed that night because I didn't want to make it feel bad, but I thought it sucked.
Jesus. It's not my fucking place. I could take or leave rice pudding. I'm not that fucking gung-ho about it, but Amanda does happen to like Cozy Shack as well. She likes Rice to Riches, but she loves Cozy Shack. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show. This was episode 225, Frank. Hard to believe. Hard to believe. Tune in every Tuesday night, 9 to 11, DJNewStyleShow.com. Be sure to be here for movie night every Wednesday on HearUsTalk.com. Best in Show, 8 to 11 p.m. Thursdays, HearUsTalk.com. The What Show, 9:30 to 12:30 in the a.m. on Friday nights, HearUsTalk.com. And don't forget Best in Show Remembers, Mondays at 9. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
But this is us. Yeah, no. Shut up. You're talking to a fucking sign. No, you be quiet. I miss you guys. We need to get together. I'm going to kick all your friends' ass. Outside. What? It can pack a real punch. It's sticking. Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
Yes, you're an asshole. Appreciate it, homeboy. Shit, I couldn't even fit out the damn window. Wait it back to the remote. God damn it. Fuckface. Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Hasha, give it to me, baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.